October 26, 2005. Why it matters. As the special prosecutor prepares to conclude the grand jury looking into the CIA leak, the question of indictments looms large over a wary White House. Despite the Republican noise machine's constant din to the contrary, any indictments that might be handed up in this case are critically important for our democracy. This case is about the reasons for going to war, not about politics. The Republican spinmeisters have been floating trial balloons all week to see which ones might resonate with what little of the public remains behind George Bush and company. The most amusing was Senator Hutchinson's suggestion that perjury was a technicality, not a crime. That is the exact opposite of what she said when it was Bill Clinton who was accused of perjury. Of course. No honor, no shame. We now know that there is at least one and possibly two indictments that will be put on the court docket, meaning that there will be trials coming up sometime in the future. We don't know how high up the indictments will go, but everyone doubts they will go above the level of chief of staff. They are important nonetheless. People who broke the law to justify an illegal war in Iraq will be held accountable for at least one thing: their conspiracy to cover up their lies and smear campaigns that were used to maintain support for the war. When applied to the White House, there is nothing I can think of that fits the definition of high crimes more than deceiving the American people about the need for going to war. Many people have been killed. Our national credibility is in shambles. Our national debt has been dramatically inflated. And the Middle East is more unstable and chaotic rather than more democratic and peaceful. George Bush and company said they were going to bring honor and dignity back to the White House. They sure have a funny way of going about it. I'm Dr. John.